אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Barring anything extraordinary, in a few hours Israel will have a new government, led for the next 2 years by Naftali Bennett. Coalition agreements between the 8 parties that have joined forces to replace the outgoing coalition, headed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, were completed and signed on Friday, paving the way for the 61-strong coalition to be sworn in today, ending Netanyahu's 12-year term in office. Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid, who had been given the mandate to form the government, signed coalition agreements with the Ram Yisrael Beitenu parties on Friday morning. Hours later, Yesh Atid signed and released agreements with Labour, Kahol Lavan, Tikva Hadasha and Yamina, with Bennett's Yamina the last to formally announce that a deal had been finalised. Yesh Atid finalised a coalition deal with Meretz on Thursday. Yesterday, the final announcements about ministerial posts were made to the public. Labour Party MK Nachman Shai will serve as Diaspora Affairs Minister. Labour MK Gilad Kariv, a Reform Rabbi, will head the Knesset's Constitution, Law and Justice Committee. Outgoing Tourism Minister Kahol Levan's Orit Farkash HaKohen will be Science and Technology Minister. Benny Gantz will remain on as Defence Minister, Culture Minister Chili Tropper and Immigration Absorption Minister Penina Tamanashata will also remain in their posts, while Agricultural Minister Alon Schuster will become a Deputy Minister in the Defence Ministry. Bennett is expected to be conciliatory and gracious in his swearing-in, despite the ugly campaign directed against him by the current coalition partners. Last Sunday, Netanyahu told a Likud faction meeting, "We are witnessing the greatest election fraud in the history of the country and, in my opinion, the history of democracies." However, on Thursday, the Likud party issued a clarification. In an English tweet thread, the party for the first time said that Netanyahu is committed to a peaceful transition of power. Last night, protesters, who have been gathering weekly outside the Prime Minister's official residence since the third round of elections, gathered once again, announcing that if all goes well today, next Saturday night, they would be celebrating at Rabin Square in Tel Aviv. Yossi Cohen, who retired as head of the Mossad last week, gave the most revelatory interview ever given by a Mossad chief so close to the end of his active service on Thursday night. He intimated that Mossad blew up Iran's underground centrifuge facility at Natanz, gave a precise description of the 2018 operation in which the Mossad stole Iran's nuclear archives from safes in a Tehran warehouse, confirmed that Iran's assassinated top nuclear scientist Mohsen Farzadeh had been in Mossad's sights for years, and said the regime needs to understand that Israel means it when it says that it vows to prevent Iran attaining nuclear weapons. Cohen is the leading candidate among Likud voters to succeed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu if he steps down as party leader, according to a Channel 12 News poll. Asked who they would back as Likud leader if Netanyahu retires, 27% of Likud voters responded saying Cohen, followed by former Jerusalem mayor and current MK Nir Barakat with 16%. Clashes broke out on Thursday afternoon between East Jerusalem protesters and Israeli police as far-right MK Itamar Ben-Gvir marched to the Damascus Gate entrance to the Old City, where he defiantly waved an Israeli flag. At least 5 people were arrested as hundreds of people were reported to take part in scuffles between Arabs and Ben-Gvir's Jewish supporters. Ben-Gvir described his actions as a personal protest after police banned him from parading through the Muslim quarter to reach the Temple Mount. After a compromise between the police and Ben-Gvir's followers, the flag march, which was cancelled on Yom Yerushalayim due to threats from Hamas, will be held on Tuesday. However, the route has been modified. They will begin at Hanavim Street and head towards Damascus Gate, where participants may dance with Israeli flags, but they will not be allowed to enter the Old City there and instead will head towards the Jaffa Gate. An intelligence officer who died under unclear circumstances in military prison last month was arrested, according to the military, after great damage was done, but before huge damage could occur. The army had not wanted to publicize the circumstances of his death, claiming it was to protect his family. However, due to his dismissal from his post as a result of the charges against him, he was not given a military funeral, and the family insisted that the army explain their decision to dismiss him. The army said the officer was motivated by professional pride, not by money. He served in a unit of geniuses in which competitiveness and creativity were encouraged. He had initially been rejected from the selection process due to his complex and childish personality. Military prosecutors had been considering seeking a 10-year sentence for the officer. No further details about his actions were revealed. On Friday, the IDF released the information that an infantry officer was dismissed from the military and may face criminal charges over an unauthorized tank attack on Palestinian farmers during last month's conflict in the Gaza Strip. Towards the end of the campaign, a platoon commander from the Nahal Brigade's 50th Battalion ordered a tank under his command to open fire with a machine gun at a group of three Palestinian civilians who were working near the border, hitting at least one of them. The IDF said an investigation determined that the fire was carried out in violation of orders and professional protocol. Mohammed Hamayel, 15, was killed on Friday by IDF fire in clashes that broke out during a demonstration against the recent establishment of an illegal outpost in the northern West Bank. Shortly after the killing, images were released that showed several soldiers helping settlers carry prefabricated structures as they set up homes in the illegal Eviatar outpost. The IDF said that the soldiers deviated from their mission and the incident did not take place with permission of their commander. The army said it was investigating the incident and would take disciplinary measures against the soldiers if necessary. Eviatar has already been razed several times since it was first established in 2013 after the murder of Yitzhar resident Eviatar Borovsky in a stabbing attack at the Tapuach Junction. The land on which Eviatar was established historically belonged to the adjacent Palestinian villages of Betar Kablan and Yitma, though residents have been barred access to it for decades for what the IDF has said were security reasons. The police and Shin Bet Security Services revealed on Thursday that they had arrested seven residents of Herzliya and the surrounding area for their involvement in an attack on an Arab man in his 60s from Tiber last month. Authorities on Monday charged three more people over a brutal mob beating of an Arab man in Bat Yam last month, bringing the number of people accused in that attack to six. The police and Shin Bet revealed on Wednesday that they have arrested three suspects behind several firebomb attacks in Jaffa, including one that left a 12-year-old Arab boy, Mohammed Gitazi, seriously injured. The suspects are Arab residents of Jaffa. Dozens of Haredi extremists harassed women of the wool worshippers at their monthly service at the Western Wall on Friday, snatching a suitcase carrying their Siddurim prayer books and tearing out the pages. Police officers and Western Wall ushers were at the scene but did not prevent the Haredi demonstrators from tearing up the Siddurim, the prayer books. Former Kahol Levan MK Tila Friedman asserted that the vandalism was not spontaneous, but rather organized in advance by the Haredi leadership. She said the Western Wall Heritage Foundation should be stripped of its authority to manage the site. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.